From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This week we've been seeing discussions about how to convince as many people as possible to take advantage of the COVID-19 vaccination. In what is being classed as a public health emergency, it is important to control the spread of a very contagious disease. And we are told that increasing the numbers of people who have protection from the worst effects of the infection will hasten the return to a closer to normal lifestyle. The people who infest the social media and sections of the internet, as well as some public commentators, seem to have achieved notoriety for their views, but not their lack of knowledge of areas of science that we are depending on for our safety. Normally, we would expect that those people who have devoted some years of training and study to be given credence for their professional advice. We seem to have fallen into a dystopian realm where the least knowledgeable can confound the most highly trained sources of advice. So it is that various schemes are being employed around the world to ensure that people take action to protect themselves and their communities with a basic public health measure. With these facts in mind, I've been wondering if the smattering of discussions occurring within the amateur radio world is a result of a similar phenomenon. As I, for one, have raised the issue of how do we encourage more people to consider enjoying amateur radio, I've noticed others raising the same questions, and some suggesting possible answers to what seems to be a conundrum. We can almost bet that if someone proposes a course of action, the fastest keyboards on the planet and other commentators will jump to denigrate the suggestions with the net result that no positive action is followed through. The commentary of denial replaces the discussion and consideration of the various points, which can be argued are good and bad, and when it comes to recruitment, we see very little happening. In case you consider this a peculiar Australian issue, it appears not to be, and national bodies are faced with declining numbers unless they have a positive course of promotion. It is some years since we have seen active promotion of the hobby, and the local entities have retreated into their meeting rooms and seem totally devoted to issues of their members. This is the appearance that seems to greet us anyway. I've noticed the lack of club news in amateur radio magazine and the small amount of material lodged for broadcast. We can probably find our way to social media pages and websites, but even the updating via the Memnet service of the WIA is seemingly random or accidental in its frequency of delivery. What I'm driving at is this. Is this a malaise, a lack of confidence in the whole body of amateur radio, as it seems to be with the vaccine? Or is it the she'll be all right, mate model of letting things fall into total disrepair? Surely with many people forced into home for extended periods and a good working internet, there is the means for people to discuss and debate and reconcile the truth from fiction and start getting amateur radio growing again. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Q News, socially speaking, and due to the COVID-19 situation, please check these events direct for up-to-date status information. Redcliffe's Amateur Radio Club car boot sale, August 21, 9 a.m. Cardwell Gathering, October 1 to 4, Beachcomber Motel and Tourist Park. And Sunfest 2021 Field Day, March, October 4, at the Nambour Showgrounds, here in Queensland.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.